What's up, guys? It's John, and we're here on Warp Drive. I'm a special guest today, and I'm here with
Owen.
I'm Zach.
I'm Teddy.
Today we're playing Smash Up.
It's one of my personal favorites. Great game. How this game works is there are a bunch of different factions of different things, and these factions can be anything. They're things like fairies, they're robots, aliens.
Apes?
Yeah, giant apes.
Bathing apes.
Giant ants. Stuff like that. So let's go through. We already chose our two factions, but that makes up our team. John, who are your two factions?
Today I'm playing with aliens and superheroes.
Nice, good choice.
And today I'll be playing with the princesses and the kitty cats.
And I am the mega troopers and the wizards.
And I have the shapeshifters and the cyborg apes.
Right, right. So how this game works is our teams are battling over five bases that are always on the table. And these bases have different point values that we're trying to get our characters, our cards up to. And you want to have the most power on a single base to claim the most points possible. We'll go over the bases in just a second. So when we're playing the game, there's two types of cards that we want to look for. There are minion cards, and then there are action cards. On your turn, you can play up to one minion and up to one action in either order, and you could choose not to play anything at all. You just got to remember at the end of your turn, you always draw two cards. And the difference between these two kinds of cards are minions have a power number in the top left. That's how much this minion is worth. And when you play a minion on a base, that's how much they are contributing to that base's breaking point. So let's go over the bases real quick. So right now near me, I have the Jungle Oasis. Its breaking point is 12, so we're trying to get our power up to 12 total. And first place winner gets 2 points. Everyone else gets 0. And then, Owen, what's the portal room?
The portal room is a 22 breaking point base. The winner of this base, so the person who cracks the base, takes an extra turn after the current turn ends. Actually, the winner
has the most power.
Has the most power there. So, yeah, the winner takes an extra turn after the current turn ends.
Yeah, and that's a weird one because the winner actually gets less points than the second place person. So that's an interesting one. Teddy, you have the beautiful castle.
Yep, that one also has a breaking point of 22. And winner in first place gets 4, second 2, and third 1.
And what's the ability, the ongoing over there?
Minions here with a power 5 or greater are not affected by opponent's cards.
Nice, so if you have a 5 or greater minion, it won't be affected over there. Then, John, what do you have by you?
Over here we got the Crystal Fortress, 19-point breaking point. And after you play a minion here, you may place a minion from your discard pile on the bottom of your deck. And then first place here gets 3. And then second and third both get 1 point each.
Dope. And then our last base is right in the center of the table. It's Evans City Cemetery, breaking point 20. First place is going to get 5 points, then 3, and then a 2. And then the ongoing effect is after this base scores, the winner gets to discard his or her hand and draws 5 new cards. All right, so let's jump right into it. Before we begin, though, there are... Am I the only one that has a Titan? Yes. Okay. Yeah. So since I have the Mega Troopers, I have something that's a little different from everyone else. I have an extra character called the Megabot, which is a Titan. And if I choose to send in my Titan, I don't get to play a minion that turn, but then the Titan has an ongoing effect on a base that I choose. But let's jump right into it. So if you guys don't mind, I'll go first. Is that fine?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm looking through my hand. I can play up to one minion and up to one action. I'm going to play an Enchantress Power 2 on the Jungle Oasis. The Enchantress is a minion, and its ability is I immediately get to draw a card, so I'll do that right now. And for my action, I'm going to play Sacrifice. Choose one of your minions on the table. You draw cards equal to that minion's power, and you destroy the minion. So destroying means just discarding. So you have a discard pile face up next to your deck. So I'll discard my power to Enchantress, and I'll draw 2 more cards. And that's the end of my turn. Whenever your turn ends, no matter how many cards you ended up playing, you always draw 2. And then at that point, you would discard down to 10. I don't think I have more than 10 cards. Yeah, I'm good. So Teddy, it's your turn. All right.
So do I have to go on mine on this?
No, you can go on any of the bases. I just chose to go on Jungle Oasis.
Yeah. I'll also place... I'll place my baboon right there, my minion.
the baboon.
Oh, baboon, yeah. Play an action on this minion as an extra action.
Yeah, so the Baboon Power 3 has a talent, and the talents are special because they're a once-per-turn ability that you can do every turn. So if you want to, you can do this talent right now, and you get to play an action card on this minion for free. It does not count as your action that you would normally have to play.
Did you not play a minion? Did you just play an action?
I played a minion and then I sacrificed it.
So
Teddy, you have a minion on the table. That's your only minion, but you can play an action for free right now as long as it's on the baboon. It would be free.
Yeah, I'll play this missing uplink and draw an additional card at the end of my turn.
Sweet. So as long as you have that uplink on the baboon, you get to draw an additional card. You have one more action card you're allowed to play. You can pass if you want to, or choose to play a card.
I'll pass.
All right, so you get to draw three cards with your missing uplink upgrade. Now, John, what are you doing?
I'm going to place my collector minion over here. You may return a minion of power 3 or less on the space of its owner's hand. So,
oh, you're playing on the baboon?
On the baboon.
So the collector power 2 is going to the jungle oasis, and he's sending the baboon and the action card back to Teddy. So Teddy, those go back into your hand. You have to play them again next turn. And then, John, do you want to play an action, or are you going to pass?
I'll pass.
Firefighter.
So for my turn, I'm just going to pass and draw two cards.
Sweet. Let's see.
How many are we supposed to have in our hand?
Under 10.
You draw two.
You draw two at the end of your turn, no matter how many cards you ended up playing. Let's see. I think I'll go. I'm going to send a Chronomage Power 3 to Evans City Cemetery in the center. I can play an extra action this turn as a one-time thing. So I have two actions I'm allowed to play right now. Let's see. I'll play for one of my two actions, Summon. I can play an extra minion. So I've already played one, the Chronomage, so I'll get to play another one right now. Let's do the Neophyte. I can reveal the top card of my deck. If it's an action, I may place it in my hand or play it as an extra action, otherwise return it. So my top card is a minion, so I do not get to take it. I have one action left to play if I want to. Let's do Form Megabot. Play or move Megabot to a base where you have at least two minions. I have two minions at Evans City Cemetery, so my Megabot is coming in. While Megabot is on Evans City Cemetery, I have +1 power for each of my minions there. And before the base scores, I can move. Before any base scores, I can move my Megabot to that base as long as it's on the table. So right now, it's Evans City Cemetery. On the cards, my power is 5, but Megabot is worth 2 since I have 2 minions, so I have a total of 7 going towards that 20. Going towards the 20. Oops. And that's the end of my turn, so I'll draw 2.
Nice play, Zach. That's a good turn for you.
I'm surprised by how well that worked out. Teddy, your turn.
I'll be taking it down. Don't worry.
I think I'm going to go ahead and go over to Crystal Fortress over there.
Sure. Remind me, John, what's the ongoing at Crystal Fortress?
After you play a minion here, you may place a minion from your discard pile on the bottom of your deck.
Oh, okay, cool. So
I'm going to go ahead and I'll play my Gelf. He has a talent. You search your deck for a non-Gelf minion of a power 4 or less. Shuffle this minion into your deck and play that minion here as an extra minion.
So search your deck for a non-Gelf minion of power 4 or less. Shuffle the minion into your deck and play.
So I'm pretty sure he finds a non... Does he find a non-Gelf, play it, and then reshuffle his deck?
Shuffle
into your deck and play that minion here. I think Gelf turns into... No, that's not right. I think you bring in one. You get to play it where Gelf is as an extra minion. So you're doing the copycat?
Yeah.
So what's the copycat's ability?
Choose another player's minion in play. This card has the same ability as that minion until the end of the turn.
Okay. Do you want to...
I shouldn't use that now, should I?
No, you could. You could. Choose another player's minion. Oh, you get that minion's effect. So, like, right now you could do the collector's ability and return a minion of power 3 or less to its owner's hand, or you could do Chronomages and play an extra action. You get to choose any of them right now. So which you're doing collector's, so which minion of 3 or less do you want to return to the owner's hand?
The collector.
All right, so John, collector's going back to your hand. So Jungle Oasis is empty again. And Teddy has a total of 6 at the Crystal Fortress.
Are you playing action still or no?
Yeah. You have 1 left if you'd like to.
Yeah, you can.
No, I'm good.
All right.
To me.
Did I just drop 2 now?
Yep. Oh, yeah, it turns over. Oh, yeah, just 2. I forgot you lost your uplink card. All
right. Let's see here. I'm going to do the abduction action here. Return a minion to its owner's hand and play an extra minion on your turn.
No.
Go ahead, do that on Crystal Fortress here. So, yeah, it's any minion. So,
who are you gonna return?
We'll go ahead, Galfus or whatever. It's
Yeah,
Galfus.
It's Galfus. And then I get to play an extra minion.
Dope.
So we'll go ahead and put. Let's see here. The Invader minion.
On their Crystal Fortress, yep. Yeah.
So that's power 3 and gain 1 BP.
What's that?
So, the Invader has an interesting ability where John instantly gains 1 victory point.
Every time it's played.
Anytime it's played. So, a reminder, you need 15 victory points to win. So, right now, John's in the lead.
At 1.
He's at 1.
Let's get it. Now I get to play another minion.
2 dragon VP.
I'll just go ahead. I'll just do a collector. Return a minion of power 3 or less. But yeah, we'll just return this.
Wow.
Perfect.
So Teddy lost.
So
all
Teddy
of his...
and John have a pretty big rivalry.
Yeah, a bit
on
of a
right
feud.
Brenna.
Owen, it's your turn.
Theo.
Let's get it going, kitty cats.
I literally have all kitty cats right now.
Literally.
So I'm gonna play.
Multiple.
I'm just gonna join the party over here at the Crystal Fortress and play Whiskers. I'm not gonna use my talent quite yet, which my talent is play an extra action, and then I would have to destroy one of my minions. But I'm not gonna do that quite yet.
So you got power 4 with Whiskers. So what's the total?
Total there is at 9, and it's got a crack of 19.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah, 5 with John, 4 with Owen. Okay, cool.
It's on its way.
It's on its way.
See what Zach does here.
So as soon as a base reaches that breaking number or higher, then that base is going to crack that turn, and then whichever player has the highest total power wins.
Yep.
All right, I think I got 7 at Evans City Cemetery. I think I'm going to play an Enchantress there, power 2, to get myself up to 9. Actually, no, 10, because Megabot is plus 1 for every minion, so I actually have 10 there. I get to draw a card because of Enchantress's ability.
Zach's definitely gonna be getting 5 victory points from there.
It's alright.
Let's see. I'm gonna play for my action Mass Enchantment. Reveal the top card of each other player's deck. I can play 1 revealed action as an extra action. So everyone show what the top card of your deck is.
Oh, mine's an action.
What's yours, John?
Mine's a minion.
So I can only play Teddy's. Let's see, what it is.
Monkey see, monkey do.
So reveal the top 5 cards of your deck. Place any number of actions revealed into your hand. Shuffle the rest into your deck. So I'll do that. So I'm going to use that card. It goes back on top of your deck, though, Teddy. So I get to draw the top five. Wait, what do I...
You draw the top 5 and you place actions into your hand, and then you shuffle
Okay, got it. Cool. The rest I shuffle into the deck. So got 2 actions. I'll shuffle the other 3 back in my deck. And my turn is over. So, Teddy, it's your turn.
All right. I think I'll, I think I'll go ahead and play my Furious George minion. Wait, no.
What was that?
Furious George.
These cards are so funny. I haven't seen like half of them.
I'll go to play 2.
I know all my cards. Kitty Cats and Princesses has been my go-to since day 1.
That's true. I'm new. The Mega Troopers thing is new to me.
Go ahead, and I'll play my baboom over here again.
On the Crystal Fortress.
Yeah.
Oh. And do you want to use that baboom's talent? You can play an action on that minion for free.
Yeah, I think I will. Go ahead, and I'll put a
missing
up on there. You go.
So, okay, so Teddy's got a 3 over there, and he's going to draw an extra card at the end of his turn. You have one action left. Do you want to play anything?
Let me see. I might.
So we're sitting at 12 over there.
Yeah, 12, 12 out of 19.
Go ahead and I'll use... Wait, so I can use one more action, right?
One more action card, yeah. Yep.
So right now, John's in the lead at that one.
With 5.
What's all together?
So right now we're at 12, so we need 7 more powers.
Yeah. If you can get 3 more power, you'd be in the lead.
I'm good. I'll just draw 3 cards.
All right, so Teddy's passing, so now, John, it's your turn.
Yep.
How many cards do you have, Teddy?
I should check that.
Yeah. I have a lot of cards, too. I have 7.
Teddy! I have 12.
Okay, yeah. You choose 2 to discard right now, and then we'll keep going.
He's freaking cheating. I'm a load.
Hold up, can I just use one action and discard
it? No, your turn's already done.
Turn's done.
You drew your cards, Teddy. Your turn is over.
It's my turn.
Teddy, discard some cards. That's your.
Wait, where do I put these 2 cards?
Further ado, we got the Disintegrator Teddy. Action.
Discard pile, face up, next to your deck.
Yeah, like the.
Yeah. Sorry, John, what are you
doing? So I got the Disintegrator action I'm going to use. And place a minion part 3 or less on the bottom of its owner's deck. Go ahead and play that, yeah.
So my
deck's getting too good over here.
Chronomage?
Yep.
Alright, so my Chronomage just goes to the bottom of my deck. So my.
Now you're. John. 4 over there.
4 plus 2 from the. So 6 total with my Megabot. Okay.
And then for my minion, just go ahead and use a collector, because why not? And you may return a minion to power 3 or less on this base to its owner's hand. So go ahead, get rid of.
Jesus.
So whatever that is. Perfect.
I got rid of my Enchantress, so now I only have 3 total there.
Nice job.
With my Megabot bonus. Okay.
Perfect. That's the end of my turn.
Okay. We're getting pretty close with the Crystal Fortress.
Yeah, we're at 12, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Might have to jump in.
I might end up not getting any points.
I'm just gonna hop in on the city cemetery.
Oh, dope.
Just toss a muffin down there.
Okay.
Power 3 cat.
Sweet. Power 3 cat.
What does that do?
Take control of a minion.
Power 3 or less until the end of the turn.
So you take control of.
It doesn't matter right now, but if a base was about to crack it.
Yeah, you would get plus 3.
And then.
Okay. Action.
Yes, 2, no. 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, I got 8 cards, so I'm just going to draw 2.
Okay.
And now it's Zach's turn.
I think I'm going to throw my Archmage over to the Crystal Fortress. It's power 4. So now we're at 16, right?
It's got an ongoing.
Ongoing. I can play an extra action on each of my turns, so I have 2 actions per turn, as long as the Archmage is on the table. For one of my actions... my hand is all actions. Let's see. I'm gonna play Winds of Change. Shuffle your hand into your deck and draw 5 new cards. You may play an extra action. So that's 1 action.
So you're back to 2 again, right?
Back to 2 total with my Archmage ongoing.
That's okay. Fruity.
So 1, 2, 3, 4. Hopefully I get some Mega Trooper stuff in here.
Mega Trooper.
Right. Have anything. So I, yeah, 2 actions left.
Which kind of choose?
Ooh, let's do this.
Ooh!
I'm gonna play It's Blitzen Time.
Oh no, Blitzen
2. So I'm gonna throw it over the Archmage. Archmage gets plus 3 till the end of the turn, so what's our total over there?
19.
7, 10, 14, 19.
And I have 7?
Yep.
That's the end of my turn, so we crack Crystal Fortress.
You get.
So I get
1.
I get first place, so I get 3. And then. 1. Teddy, John, you're second, right, with 5?
Yeah.
So you get 1.
And no one gets
and
1.
And I get 1. Teddy doesn't get anything.
Why?
You have the least amount.
You came 3. In fourth, buddy. It's top 3.
One of those goes
to Owen. Oh, Owen's over there, too?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Owen's whiskers.
Baboom.
So right now, let's see. Yeah, so all of your cards from Crystal Fortress go to your discard pile. And, let me see.
So We get a new base.
We get a new base. So before we announce what the new base is, let's go through the points. So right now I have 3 points.
I've got 2.
Okay.
I have 1.
And Teddy, how many points do you have?
0.
Okay.
0, the hero bit.
Oh, a new base. What is it?
It's a breaking point of 18, the haunted house. Mm. After a player plays a minion here, that player must discard a card. So kind of a high risk, high reward.
After you play a minion, though, you have to discard a card.
Yes. And the points you get are 4, 3, 2. So.
Interesting.
That's pretty good. That's
high risk, base. High reward, like I said.
Pretty nice, man.
All right. So that was my turn. So, Teddy, you are next up.
All right, I think I'll start cracking at this beautiful castle over here.
So if you can play a minion there with power 5 or greater. Yep, there he goes.
A doppelganger. When the minion goes to this card pop from a base, search your deck for a minion and play it as an extra minion and shuffle your deck. All right, action, I'll go ahead and I'll... I'll go ahead and I'll put juiced up on my boy doppelganger over here.
Sweet. So you have
plus 2 for each minion on my, I mean for each action on my minion.
Plus 2. So at the beautiful castle, your minions that are 5 or greater cannot be affected by opponent's cards, but Teddy's still allowed to play cards on his own minions that are 5 or greater.
Just a quick Teddy.
Nice turn, Teddy. So that's at a power 7
now?
Yeah,
his doppelganger is a 7 out of the 22 to break.
Okay, my turn. Let's see here. Go ahead and put a invader minion.
Is that another VP?
Yep.
So weird. Jeez.
Dude, I hate the animals. It's so annoying playing with you.
Sorry.
On Evan City?
Yeah.
So you got
Invader Zim.
Let's see. John's got 5. Owen's got 3. I've got 3.
So we're sitting at 11.
Yeah, 11 out of 20.
Disintegrator. Place a minion of power 3 or less on the bottom of its owner's deck. So I'll go ahead and say goodbye to Muffins.
Disintegrator.
You just disintegrated a cat. It's so sad.
Yeah, you're kind of kind of evil for that one.
It's a good thing I don't like cats.
Bernie.
Wow, Bernie's dead. Okay.
Rip Bernie.
I'll remember that. Come on, it's Owen's turn now.
Teddy's kind of put up dead pets.
That kind of took a turn for the worse, so...
Jeez.
I'm gonna come after Teddy over there for that one. I'm just going to play my minion in action at the same time. I'm going to play Griselda, my first princess.
Oh, Zelda, gotcha.
And the action Heirloom, which I plant a minion, and that gives this minion plus 1, and the heirlooms cannot be destroyed. Nice. So
that's
my heirloom
so good.
And my princess will be there till the end of time.
Will they, man?
And that's my turn.
And that's the coach, right?
And nice. That's the game.
I'm going to put... my pink trooper, so my first mega trooper card.
Nice.
Power 3 on Evan City.
Okay.
No, her ability doesn't come to play here. So right now I have a total of 7 there with my megabot bonus versus John's 5, so that's 12 at Evan City.
Yep.
And how much is that beautiful castle?
13.
Oh,
22.
Shoot.
Let me see.
So I guess at it. Yeah.
Owen's got 6 plus, so 7 to 13. I have one more action. Let's see. I'm going to play light. Oh, I can't. Shoot. I was about to play a card at. I was about to play a card on the doppelganger, but I can't because he's at the beautiful castle. Shoot. I think I'll just pass them. I'll draw 2 cards.
What?
All right.
You got a bunch of stuff over there, Teddy.
Yep.
That's a weird action. I don't like that.
I think I'll go ahead and I'll put a Gelf on this beautiful castle. Where do I put it? Like if
I anyway, just close to your other minion.
Just close to your other stuff.
Alright, and talent search your deck for a 9 Gelf minion power 4 or less. Shuffle this minion into your deck and play that minion here as an extra minion.
I think when it says shuffle this minion into your deck and play that minion, I think what you're supposed to do with the Gelf talent is switch them.
Oh, so don't play that?
You just don't have to do this if you don't want to. If you were tired of the Gelf and you wanted something else, you would use the talent. You could choose a specific non-Gelf 4 or less in your deck to replace it.
Okay.
But you can do that anytime. It's just anytime during your turn.
Alright, I'll go ahead and I'll play my action now. I'll go ahead and put the Monkey See, Monkey Do over here.
What's that do again? That's
reveal the top five cards of your deck, place any actions into your hand, and shuffle the rest in your deck. So,
okay.
Two, three, four, five. So I got three actions here.
So they all go in your hand, all right. Then the rest are shuffled back into your deck. Sweet.
Let me make sure.
Now is Teddy's turn, so John, you're up.
Next to me. Alright.
11. That's cool. Now you just discard one.
He's getting so many cards.
Play the scout minion on Evan City Cemetery over here. This has a special. After this base is scored, you may place this minion into your hand instead of your discard pile. So go ahead, play that over.
Wait, what happened to this guy?
Oh, I just when you played those kind of, the action that let you draw five cards, that didn't have to stay on the table. I just put in your discard pile.
Yeah.
It's the ones that you play and minions that have to stay on the table.
So Teddy's got 11 over there, and I've got 6. That brings us to 17.
A beautiful castle, yeah.
I've got 8 over here.
And then but on Evan City.
And what happens if there's a tie?
If there's a tie in the power, then you guys split the first place prize.
Wait, but wasn't that thing I put on you an action?
Yeah, it was an action, but not on the minion. It was just a normal action card. So John, you just played a scout on Evan City, so what's your total there in power?
I've got 8 over here now.
8, okay. And I have 7, so we're 15.
So my action's going to be the sidekick. Choose a base where you... choose a base where you have a minion of power 5... Wait, no, I don't have it. I need 5 or more. Never mind. Oh, can't use that. don't want to use the gold... No, we're not using gold age yet. I guess that's on my turn.
So,
you're a 6 at Beautiful Castle versus Teddy's 7, 11. 6 versus 11. So.
So I'm gonna.
Do you have anything to catch up with him over there?
Yeah, so I'm gonna play Muffin over there. So that brings me to 9.
Okay.
And then. I'm going to play Fairy Godmother.
Is that an action?
Yes.
Okay.
Draw a card, or one minion gets +2 power until the end of their turn.
What's it out?
So I'm going to play it on Muffin, which brings me up to an 11 as well. So we're both at 11, and the base is going to crack.
Oh, wow, yeah. Nice
two,
move.
So 2 each?
I think... Let me think.
Because that's...
I think you... When you tie... Here, give me the book. Just,
I think if we both take the second right place there, prize, it would be the same thing.
See. I know when you tie, when there's like 3 people there and like there's 2 first place, the third person gets the third place prize. I'm not sure when it's, let me see, awarding VP, second highest gets runner up. If players are tied on a base, all involved players get points for the best position they tied for. So
we both get 4.
Yeah, so you guys both get 4. Yeah. Nice.
That's actually clutch. I just didn't know that was a thing.
So Teddy has 4 points, and Owen, you are at total of 5. Nice. So Owen's in the lead. And all of your cards go to your discard piles. So Teddy, you get those 3, and then Owen, those are your back. Okay. And we get a new base.
When can we use these again?
Sometimes you get the discard piles back. Otherwise, you just wait till your deck's gone, and then you reshuffle. But
need a new...
Owen cracked it, so you get to draw 2 cards. I'll read the new base. We have the School of Wizardry. It's breaking point 20, 3-2-1 for the scoring. After this base scores, the winner gets to look at the top 3 cards of the base deck and choose one to replace this base. So whoever wins School of Wizardry gets to choose what the next base is out of the top 3.
Nice.
And with it being my turn, let's put down Neophyte on Evan City.
Okay.
I get to look at the top card of my deck. If it's an action, I can play it as an extra action.
Be a minion.
It is not.
Let's go.
So I have, let's see, 7 +3 with my Megabot, so I have 10.
10.
And you are
8.
So we need 2 more. Let's see. I just played a minion. Oh, shoot. I don't think...
We need those ones. That's a thing.
Crap. Yeah, I don't think I... Yeah. Let's, I'll pass. I don't have anything to play. Okay. Teddy?
Alright, I'm looking for an action here. I'll go and I'll put Mimic.
Owen, what's that?
Really?
I'll put Mimic over here.
I hate you.
this minion's power is equal to the highest power printed on the on a minion card in play.
All right, so Teddy just played a power zero mimic on Evan City, but the ongoing is that power is equal to the highest single minion. So
it's a three. It's gonna break.
So it's gonna break now, and so Teddy, when when the turn's over, you can the wheel break.
Can I not use this action? Or
you
no?
You can right now. You still have a chance.
I want to do that and make him six.
A genetic shift.
Wait.
You want
to? But you guys have eight and six.
It's already gonna break.
I have even 10.
You have 10.
If they're at 8 and 10. You're gonna get a second. Oh yeah. You're gonna get last 30, no matter what.
Yeah. I just want you to play that because now I'm getting second.
I thought I was gonna get.
So are you good? You're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. So Evan City breaks. I get 5. John gets 3, and Teddy sneaks in and gets 2.
We didn't need those. But...
So my mega bat comes back to me. I can bring it in later. Yeah, and all my cards get discarded. And then, John, here's your cards. So, since Teddy broke that base, John, you can read the new one. It's right there.
What do we got? Field of Honor. This is an 18-point breaking point. When one or more minions here are destroyed, the player who destroyed them gains 1 VP. So. There's that. First place gets 3, second gets 2, and third gets 1.
So when one or more minions here are destroyed, the player who destroyed... Oh, so when you destroy
you get a victory
point. Minions here, you get victory points. Shoot.
That's good.
That's really cool.
If you can destroy minions, that's the place to be.
I guess so. John, your turn.
Let's see.
Right now it's a blank table. There's no minions on the table at all. You can go anywhere you'd like. No one's touched the portal room. Jungle Oasis is empty. Yeah, Jungle Oasis is pretty
basic. Mild-mannered citizen minion. Ongoing, at the start of your turn, you may destroy this minion to search your deck for a minion of power 5 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Play it here as an extra minion and shuffle your deck.
So, so are you going to play it on the Haunted House?
Yep.
If you do that, you got to discard a card.
So...
Which is fine. But, so next turn, you can discard Mild Manor Citizen and replace him with one of your superheroes in your deck.
Discard.
So that's next turn, but do you want to play an action, or are you all set?
I'm all set.
All right, cool.
Do I discard this right now?
You have discarded it right now because you played on a Haunted House. Owen's turn.
I'm going to play Apricot at the Haunted House. And destroy another player's minion of two of power 2 or less here.
Ooh, so you're
see a John.
Mild Manor Citizen's gone.
That works.
And then let me see if I have anything that I want to play.
You gotta discard something real quick.
Discard Catfight.
Okay.
And then I'm just gonna draw 2.
Wait, why does he have to discard her?
Because you played at a Haunted House. Yeah.
When you play a minion.
So Owen's got 5 there with his princess. Let's see. I'll play my Neophyte here at Jungle Oasis. I can look at the top card of my deck. If it's an action, it's an extra action I can play. It's another minion. Great.
We like those.
And for my action, my one action, I'm going to play Summon. I can play an extra minion. I will play Enchantress on Jungle Oasis. So I have a total of 4 there. And Enchantress lets me draw a card.
Okay.
And my turn is over.
Alright.
Teddy.
I'll go over here and I'll play Clyde on the Field of Honor.
What does that do?
That,
if your action's played on minions here, go to the discard pile. You may place them into your hand instead. So if he plays an action on a minion, then...
Boom.
And he did. He plays really. Destroy one of your minions. Play an extra minion from your discard pile with the same...
Or lower power. So which minion are you going to play from your... Oh yeah,
do I get one?
Oh, you're destroying your own minion at Field of Honor, so you get a victory point.
So that's
fine. But also, I can put those cards back in my hand.
That's good. And
you get to play the action back.
Really goes back to your hand, and you can replace Clyde with 4 or less from your discard pile. So you can bring in Gelf.
Mimic back.
Bring okay, so Mimic goes in your hand. Sweet.
Yeah, I'll take a 5 down.
Dope.
So Teddy's in the lead with 7 by the looks of
it. Yeah, let's go to your points. I have 8 points.
You got 7.
I've got 6 over here.
No, I have 5.
Okay. So I'm in the lead. Teddy kind of swooped in there. Nice work.
Your
turn, Jeff.
Is this right?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 8. I have 8 cards, too.
Am I supposed to draw?
Yeah, draw 2 at the end of your turn.
Okay. We'll do the burst minion over here on Haunted. Ongoing, after minion is played on a base, you may move this minion to there.
So, which superhero is that?
This is the burst.
The burst. So you can move to other bases where a minion has just been played?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And you got to discard a card since you're at the haunted house.
Why do you guys want to go there? That place is whack.
Breaking point's pretty low. And 4 points for an 18 breaking point, that's pretty good.
And second place gets 3 too. It's pretty good.
So you guys are tied there. You both have 5, so 10 out of 18 to
break. Yeah, for sidekick action. Choose a base where you have a minion of par 5 or more, and play a minion there of par 2 or less as an extra minion.
Shoot.
So now you just get a...
So you get to add another thing.
Discard another card.
Yeah, just real quick, and then you get to play one of your 2 or lesses on that haunted house.
Actually, I don't have one. So
you don't have one?
No.
You can save that card for later then, the sidekick card.
I thought I did. That's dope.
In that case, are you all done?
Yeah.
All right. Then all on your turn.
So we're at 10, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, huh?
10 out of 18 at the haunted house, yeah. So look at this green trooper. He's got like a gecko.
Oh. Those are the Power Rangers, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's like a ripoff of them, where instead of like dinosaurs, they have just normal animals. So like this is a gecko.
Where's that pink one?
The pink one was a bunny.
I'm playing True Love's Kiss.
So good.
I'm going to move Apricot over here to the Field of Honor.
Homie said True Love's Kiss.
And then I'm going to play Marie de Gras, another princess on the haunted house. And I'm going to reveal the top card of my deck. If it is a minion, I draw it. And if not, place it on the bottom of my deck.
Nice.
So it was an action. So that concludes my turn.
Real quick, you got to discard a card because you got a minion on the haunted house. But if that's the end of your turn, I'll go ahead. So
discard Mr. Grumpers.
Nice.
Excuse me.
I have 4 out of 12 at Jungle Oasis. I'm going to add on my green trooper. He's power 3, so I have 5, 6, 7 there. And for my action, I'm going to play Form Megabot. Play Megabot on a base where you have at least 2 minions. I'll play it on Jungle Oasis. So he's worth plus 3. 1 for every minion I have. So 5, 7, plus 3. I have 10. 10 out of 12 at Jungle Oasis.
No one gets it. You can have those 2 points. No one's stupid. 0 points for second and third.
It's an easy win. Yeah.
So like the first person to play a card there, basically.
Right.
Didn't have it. But it's just a waste of turns because you only get 2 victory points. So
it's not a waste. I like it.
Whatever.
Teddy, your turn.
Bro, I'm sorry, but I gotta hit you with a Back into the Future.
What does it do?
Destroy a minion. That minion's owner may immediately play an extra minion.
Ooh. So you destroyed the princess.
That
was princess on Field of Honor, right?
Yeah.
So you got a victory point. Dope. So, and you can play an extra minion right now.
Is this going to discard?
Yeah, discard. Oh, okay.
And then do I have to play an extra minion right now?
No, you don't have to.
What does it say? On your card, extra minion. May immediately, yeah.
I'm just gonna play Grumpers there.
Okay, dope. Yeah. So Grumpers at Haunted House, you gotta discard a card. Gosh, you're losing a bunch of cards, Owen.
Can I place my minion, though?
You still have a minion left, yeah.
Discarding Tail is oldest. Time.
Question.
Yes.
If I play this, does that mean on the base or anyone's minion?
It's anyone's minion.
Alright,
anywhere on the table.
Putting this man right here. That's concluding my turn, I'll draw 2.
So you played Furious George on the School of Wizardry?
Yeah.
So that's 2 out of 20 for School of Wizardry. Alright, cool.
My turn?
Yeah. We got 12 out of 18 at the Haunted House, I'm a 10 out of 12 at the Jungle Oasis, and Teddy's 2 out of 20 at school.
Okay, so...
Portal is blank.
It is. For my minion, he's the Awesome Guy superhero. Such a cool name. This minion's power 5. Ongoing, your minions cannot be destroyed by any other player.
So we're at 17 out of 18 there.
Yes.
Ooh. And both of your superheroes can't be destroyed while Awesome Guy's there?
So for my action, I'm going to use the invasion. Move a minion to another base. So we're going to move that over here.
You're moving. Oh, yep. Shoot.
Teddy. What you doing? What is he doing?
I moved that minion over there.
Teddy, yeah, he moved.
So that base is
waste for me.
Furious Shirt Temple, Jungle Oasis. So, yeah, Jungle Oasis is cracking, and Teddy, you're not going to get any points.
Why would you do that for Zach and now I just throw him away?
Is that your whole turn, John?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so I got 2 points.
Yeah.
And,
was that just. Okay.
Teddy lost Furious George.
I was just going to have him sit there and rack up some actions on him.
But, let me see. All right,
John. Yeah, we need those.
So. Yeah, we need a new base.
Oh, John Thomas.
So wait, now it's
Owen. That crack?
Your Jungle Oasis, yeah.
Okay.
So Owen, it's your turn. This is the new base. You want to read it?
This is the Temple of Goju. It is a 18 breaking point, and the scoring is 2-3-2. After this base scores, place each player's highest power minion here on the bottom of its owner's deck.
Dope. All right, so real quick, points. I have 10 points now with that Jungle Oasis bonus.
I have 8.
I'm sitting 6 still.
I'm sitting 5.
All right, we're making a good time. We're trying to get to 15. Owen, your turn.
Halfway. So, if I play a minion, do I have to use its ability?
I don't think so. No, you don't have to.
You don't?
So, I'm going to play...
Well, actually... Ah, shoot. If it's talent, you don't have to. But if it's just a blank text, you have to do it. Like what's the thing?
I would have to choose a minion, and it has -2 power, but I don't want it to have -2 power.
I don't think you can just choose that.
Well, here, give me the book. I'll check real quick. I think I saw that earlier.
Well, I'm just asking.
All right, here it is.
I don't know that really, to be honest.
You must follow a card's ability, even if it's bad for you.
Okay.
So. If a card says you may do something, you don't have to do it. But if it just says it, you have to do it.
Okay. So.
Burn him.
I'm just gonna make a power move right now. I'm gonna play Eliza, another princess here. Brings me to 12. But I'm also gonna play an action.
Doesn't that break already?
Yeah,
it's going to break this turn. Yeah.
So I'm going to play the action, Cat's Paw, take control of a power 5 or less until the end of the turn. So I'm going to play it on one of John's superheroes.
You don't even need to do that. You already broke it and get
first. He's guaranteeing that he's going to have first place.
That brings me to a power 17, John's power 5.
Go ahead.
And you quick discard a card because you played Princess there. But any other cards you want to play, Owen?
That's all I can
do. Do either of you guys have any cards that say special that have like before a base scores? That's something that we haven't talked about yet, but a couple minions have an ability called Special, which has some kind of contextual cue of when to play it.
No.
No?
Wait, hold up. No.
No? All right, dope. Then Owen, you get 4 points, and then John gets 3. Haunted House is gone. It's the end of an era. Alright, that was Owen's turn. I will reveal the new base. Here, John, does your superhero say it or does he go? Alright. The new base is called the Crypt. It's a breaking point 20. First place gets 4, then 2 and 2. When one or more minions here are destroyed, the player who destroyed them may place a +1 power counter on one of his or her minions here. So, something that we haven't had to use yet are power counters. We just use the same tokens as the victory points. But, when you put a power counter on one of your minions, it's a +1 modifier. So with the Crypt, if you destroy one or more minions here, then you get to put a +1 power counter on one of your minions, also on the Crypt.
Okay.
So I'll put it over here.
So we're sitting 10 for Zach, 8 for Teddy, 9 for John and I.
Yep.
So we got a close one.
It's close.
So if Zach can crack a 5 base, which none of them are. So we still got a couple bases.
Yeah, we still got a couple bases. And, no minions on the table, so we're not really close to any of them.
So pretty much it's all team up on Zach.
Maybe not. Let's see. I'm going to play... I really like Field of Honor. I like getting points for destroying.
Teddy's good at playing that. No one else has used it yet.
Here, I'm going to throw down a Beta 6 on Field of Honor. It's like this robot. The special ability is before the base scores, my Beta 6 gets a +1 until the end of the turn. So right now it's only worth a 2, but when it's cracking, when the base is cracking, it's really a 3.
It's a whopping 3, dude.
It's a whopping 3.
Crazy.
And then for my action, I'm going to destroy it. It's gone. I get a victory point for destroying a minion at Field of Honor.
No one's ever going to win that one.
Yeah, so I have 11 points. Now, I've destroyed it with my, lightning crystal. So there you go. Teddy, your turn.
I'm going to try to win it, but...
I'm going to go ahead and put Clyde Monkey over there, man.
On Field of Honor?
Destroy. Yeah, I think I'll go ahead and destroy my little Clyde over there.
How would you just... Decent power.
Yeah, well, you're just wasting Clyde.
No, because I can put him right back. His power is I can put him back into my hand instead of discarding him.
If you are, if I can.
That's a chi right there.
Oh, it's a chi, man.
Okay. Wow.
So, one more. So, Teddy, you got a victory. So, you're at 9 now, right?
Yeah. We're pretty even now.
Let me see how many cards. It's 9-9-9. Nine, nine,
is this
nine,
your hand with this?
Yeah. Okay. 11.
9-11 over here, so don't catch you.
All right, so
cutting that out.
John's turn.
How many? Wait, how many cards are in your head, Teddy?
That's exactly 10.
Like wow. 25.
15. No, only like 40. 10, 40.
Cool deck.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and.
It's John's turn.
Okay. So let's see.
Teddy's over here stacking his cards.
Played it all
That's fine, you separate. No, that's a good idea. I'll separate menus and actions too.
I like that too, Teddy. But I'm not going to leave them face up.
Oh no, I'm really scared of you seeing my card. I can see Teddy's cards.
The two cards I play every time. Well, actually, no.
Yeah, so play the scout minion.
Scout.
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 I'm going to play scout minion over here.
Accent anyway. Minion special after its base is scored. You may place this minion to your hand to set your discard of play here. Let's see if I can.
That's kind of cheap, man. That's so cheap.
That's kind of a cheap, bro.
Really, bro.
It's kind of a lame build. So that's a power 3 minion on Field of Honor.
Well done, John. That's a great play, dude.
Are you just going to destroy him?
No.
That's what I would do.
You can print him?
Okay, I guess. Might as well. Destroy one of your minions.
Are you kidding me?
Destroy one of your minions to search your deck for a minion with more power. Play it. Play it there as an extra minion.
Alright, so you destroy Scout, you get a victory point, and you can replace him with
another minion.
A stronger minion from your deck.
This one goes back in your discard pile.
Yeah.
Why did Juliana say go to Riley's open house?
She said that to me,
so
too.
So wait, from your hand or from your deck?
Wow!
Yeah, the thing is, me and Teddy will not be in attendance at that open house. In case the viewers are wondering.
Your deck.
We're busy.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
We're recording right now.
Oh, so it's right now.
So we're not going.
Yeah. No.
If you, so as a matter of fact,
if you're listening to this, wondering where Owen and Teddy are, it's because they're here. They're not, yeah.
We'll do Captain Amazing. Captain Talent, Amazing. Give each of your minions here +1 power until the end of your turn.
So that's at Field of Honor.
Yeah.
And did you gain a point for destroying one of your minions?
No.
So with that point, what do you have now?
I'm at 10 now.
Dope. So, nice.
John's at 10. Sweet. Going over to Owen.
Alrighty then.
This is like when I used the, I can't remember what's it called, the Invader to just get
easy points. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have the other deck that you bring the card back into your hand.
Oh yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah,
that's what I was looking for.
It was Bear Cavalry.
It okay.
Was it?
I think it was Bear Cavalry.
Or zombies. No, it was zombies.
Zombies and aliens.
Yeah.
Shoot. No. Yeah, zombies aliens.
I thought about using it too.
Plants versus zombies.
That'd be a perfect combo right there.
That's
one actually is a.
That's hashtag wavy.
No, it's too easy.
Oh, and it's your turn.
Alrighty, so where can I get? I'm gonna be the first person, and I'm just gonna start playing at the crypt.
Crips,
I'll see my going over there too.
Come join me, brother.
What are you playing over there?
I'm gonna play Mr. Grumpers on the Field of Honor, and I'm gonna destroy him with the skillet.
Oh my god!
So I draw a card because of the skillet.
Oh.
So I'll take a victory point. And
you're at 10 too.
So I'm at 10.
Let's get it.
It's a buck too.
So I'm at 10. Then buck my up. Turn's over, so I'm gonna draw 3 cards.
Three
this
cards.
Is really
oh, because of the skillet
tells me to draw a card, so I can do that.
No.
What are you at over there? 11.
I have 11.
11, 10, 10. Ben, 10, and 9. Ted has got 9 over there.
So 11, 10, 10, 9. Or 10, 10, 9, 11.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
We'll just cut that out.
I'm
going to play Neophyte on Crypt.
Another
Neophyte. Neosporin, gotcha.
Let's see. Action. I'm on top of my deck. I get to play it.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Wow.
Wow.
Plan for more is the action. Reveal the top 3 cards of your deck. Draw any minions revealed. You may play one of them as an extra minion. So my top 3 I have one minion. I'm going to play it as an extra. It is the Red Trooper. He's a strength 5, and his talent is play or move Megabot to here.
Who's that?
So I'm going to play Red Trooper the Crypt. I'm playing Red Trooper on the Crypt.
We're filming.
And I'm doing...
Right out.
Oh, wait. What's going on?
Nothing. We're good.
My dad was calling.
Yeah. I was receiving a phone call, but priorities.
From Mo. Mo's cut off.
Rollerblades.
We'll just let a firefighter and a Theo fly.
Need to start.
Hold on. Okay, so
question mark.
Red Trooper is on Crypt. I'm going to use this talent and bring in Megabot. So, at Crypt, I have 7 Red Trooper and a Neophyte plus 2 from a Megabot. So I have a 9 out of the 20 needed. And that is my turn. So that's it. Teddy. All
right.
So sick. This is bad.
I was sick all week.
I don't know.
I think as soon as school got out, I just...
Baboon guy up over there. Talent playing action on this minion. As an extra action, I took
right. To so the baboon's on Field of Honor. With, which superhero is there?
I'm gonna destroy him. Really?
Don't even bother just talking about it, yeah.
Then I can, play an extra weight.
You can play a minion of the same power
play
or less.
With same or less power on that base. Okay. As an extra. So do you have one in your hand that is 3 or less?
Oh, my hand or?
What does it say?
From a discard pile.
Then go for it.
I'll take Copycat.
So Copycat is going on Field of Honor. With Copycat, you can choose another player's minion and play. This card has the same ability as that minion to the end of turn. So let's see. If you wanted to use your Copycat right now, you can basically borrow one of our other abilities.
Do I have to switch them? Or no? Since it's a talent, so I...
No,
you don't.
You have to.
You do?
I do.
Well, with your card, you destroyed it, right? You destroyed Baboon?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah, so it's gone no matter what.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking how to use your Copycat, but right now it doesn't seem like it will work.
Am I up?
Yes, so at Field of Honor, we have 7 total.
7.
John's 5 superhero and Teddy's Power 2 Copycat.
So now I'm up.
Yep.
What's my talent? Gives each of your minion here a plus 1.
That's with... what is that? What does that say? Captain...
Captain Amazing.
Captain... Okay, so...
Captain Marvel, right there.
Basically, yeah.
Avengers Endgame. Rest in peace, Iron Man. Endgame spoilers!
That's gonna be the title. No, just kidding.
We'll go ahead and use Supreme Overlord. Power 5. You may return a minion to its owner's hand.
That's any minion, so who do you want to return to their owner's hand?
Well, one of yours.
My Red Trooper?
You're probably just going to play it next turn.
What's this one?
That's the one where I kept using it to try to get an action as a bonus. That's the Neophyte.
Don't return that to his hand.
No.
You do. Okay, so Red Trooper's coming back to my hand.
Yep.
Are those both your cards, John?
Yeah.
So
John's at 12, 14, but then he's going to go back down to 10 after
give
this
each
turn.
Of your
right now,
minions here.
Right now I'm at... Yeah.
12. Oh, yeah, if you use it.
It's at 14 or not.
As long as you're...
Yeah, so does it stay until it goes back to John that his... He's at...
Yeah, wait.
It's only on his turn that he gets that a bonus.
Okay.
Yeah. So, wait, until the end of... Yeah, okay, so as long as you're able to use Captain Amazing's talent, John has 12 on his turn, but on our turns he's only at 10.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
So
you've played a minion. Do you have an action to play?
Yeah. Sidekick, choose a base. Actually, I finally can use that one. Sidekick, choose a base where you have a minion, a power 5 or more, play a minion there, a power 2 or less is an extra minion, finally. So, use the collector.
Bring in a collector to
plus
field
2, you may return a minion, a power 3 or less to the.
You can send it back to the copycat? Is it on the base or is it somewhere else?
No.
Any minion.
No, on the space. Right.
So you'd send the copycat back?
What is the description?
Choose another player's minion and play this card the same ability as that minion until the end.
So when Teddy plays copycat, he can borrow another minion's ability for just one turn. So he could do like my Neophyte draw a card thing, or he could do the
Captain. So he's borrowing this one right now?
Well, he's not borrowing anything right now. He's already used it.
Okay. Yeah, that's bad.
So copycat's going away.
That's right. The end of my turn, then.
Okay, cool. So, John, you've got...
12.
5. No more, because one for each of his things. So
14.
5, 10, 12, 15.
15.
So on John's turn, it's a 15. On our turns, it's a 12. And it's a eight, out of 18.
On my turn.
Yeah. Owen. Jeez.
I'm just going to...
Should use zombies.
I'm just going to crack that base.
Okay. Go for it.
Actually, no, I'm not.
Sorry.
Okay. Poor kid.
I'm just going to destroy all of John's minions.
Yeah, I'm going to destroy it. Heirloom, Queen Fluffy, and I might as well just take control of his collector. So that brings me to...
So you're playing Queen Fluffy on Field of Honor?
Yeah, so that brings me to a 8, John's a 10.
Okay, so...
So we're at 18.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Field of Honor is cracking, and John gets 3, Owen gets 2. Let's see.
Dang, I like Field of Honor.
You had a good setup. You had a good setup to get it.
Until I got about the last one.
Yeah. 5?
Something about me. I don't know how many I got from that.
All right, new base. Secret Volcano Headquarters, breaking point 18. It's a 4-3-2.
I'm at 13 now, by the way.
Oh, you're 13. Okay, we'll go over points a second. Before the Secret Volcano Headquarters scores, all players reveal the top cards of their decks. Play all revealed minions here. So before this base scores, everyone gets a last chance to put some minions down. So yeah, so John, you have how many points?
13.
13. Owen?
I have 12.
I have 11.
And I have 10.
All right, so we're close. We're close. I think we can push to a conclusion.
I'm putting this back to my hand, but because it just got destroyed, it says when the base is destroyed, you can put it back in your owner's hands.
Oh sure, yeah, go for it. All right, so now it's my turn.
Go forth, yeah.
Henceforth.
I said go for it. I'm playing Red Trooper back on the crypt, so I have 9 total there with my Megabot bonus. My action.
Are
we talking
about
wins
this one, he wins it all.
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I say we all just try to crack this base this turn and then leave it to chance.
I say shut up.
I'm gonna draw 2 cards and then my turn. Teddy, you're up.
Alright, I think I'll go for the what is this ability? The base score just player.
What is this Secret Volcano Headquarters?
Yeah, so right now the bases on the table that you can go to are Temple of Goju, School of Wizardry,
Crypt.
The Volcano Headquarters Crypt is where I'm at, and then the Portal Room, which is in the corner.
Nobody wants this one.
It's been there for a while.
So if you win,
it's been there since the start of the game.
Yeah.
It's a pretty high breaking point, 22, for only a 2 victory point first place.
Yeah.
That's pretty
nice. But the winner takes an extra turn after the current
turn. Okay, so that's pretty good.
I guess.
I don't know.
Just whoever gets second ends up getting
At this point, it's too much of an investment, I think.
Yeah. It's just a weird card, actually.
Teddy, what are you thinking?
Wait, is this only for one turn? Oh, no, it's ongoing.
The Mimic, yeah. The Mimic is just the strongest one is.
I think I'll go ahead and put it on your strongest man over there.
So, Teddy played a Mimic at the Crypt, so he's worth the same as my Red Trooper, which is a 5.
What do you guys have?
I think I'll also go ahead and put my shield on my Mimic.
So the Mimic cannot be destroyed or affected. Oh, no, it cannot be affected by other players' actions. So it can still be affected by minions, just no actions. So right now, I am a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 at the Crypt.
Teddy's a 5.
5, so 14. 14 out of 20 at the Crypt.
My turn?
Yep.
I'll go ahead and...
That's GG for John, eh?
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, you're 13.
Well,
then Zach gets...
I don't really know how that works, though, so... One second, hey.
It's okay. Take your time. I can just win whenever. It's no big deal. I'm in no rush.
What are the abilities of your minions over there?
Let's see. My Neophyte, which is top card of your deck. If it's an action, it's an extra action you can play. That's basically the only one you can do right now.
Okay, I'll play Mind Lady. These superheroes suck, but it's power 5. Talent, choose another player's minion. That minion's abilities are canceled until the start of your next turn.
Oh, no, so with my Neophyte, that's already been used. Okay. But so you're playing that on Crypt?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and play that here.
Okay.
And then...
Well, you could cancel
No, no, no,
you can cancel Teddy's.
No, he doesn't want to.
But I want expanded power action set. Okay. This is what I want.
I'm
expanded
sorry.
Power action. Plan a minion ongoing. This minion has plus one power and can't be destroyed by other players.
Why would you do that?
So you're putting that on.
So you're having
Mind
the base
Lady?
Crack?
Well, what happens if we. Is it just whoever has more?
Whoever has the highest power wins the 4 points.
No, like if we both get 15 on this.
Oh.
What happens?
Oh, no.
It's going to crack, we're both going to get 15. So.
Oh, we would keep going until one of us has more. Because I see, you're getting second place, you would have the 2 points you need to get the 15. And if we both tie at 15, then it basically we keep playing for a tiebreaker. And as soon as one of us has more than the other person, we would win. And then that allows time for Owen and Teddy to
sweep in. How many do you have over here?
I would have 15 if I won this. I have 11 right now.
See, that's... Okay, so I'll just do that. Right.
All right, so you're cracking the crypt.
I had a play.
So
Teddy has power 5.
I have 9.
John has 6.
I have 6. Either way, I'd get 2.
But...
Do you have a special you want to play?
Wait, you have 6, you said? So if I... Theoretically speaking, if I could take control of this,
but
it's already cracked.
Can you play that if it's not your turn?
If I have a special card, I could.
If you have special, yeah, actually, I have some special stuff. Let me check.
Yeah, but he also said theoretically, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Hold on. I should have played a different action. God.
Real quick.
We'll get you done.
Each
of your minions power 5 or more gains plus 2 power to the end of the turn.
With the crypt. We've passed, what's our total right now? 9, 14, 20.
Yeah.
So no matter what happens with special cards, since it's the end of your turn,
it's
still going to crack. So starting with you, John, do you want to play any special cards?
No. Wait, hold up. No.
Owen, do you want to play any special cards?
No, I don't have a special card. I don't think I have a single one, even in my other desk.
Okay, I'm going to play for my special action... Lightning Rescue. Before a base scores, play an action as a special action. So I'm going to play an action that's not normally special as a special one right now. Mega Attack. Destroy a minion with power less than the total power of your minions at this base. So my total power of minions is 9, and I can destroy a minion with less than 9 power. I'm going to destroy your minion. I'm destroying Mind Lady, right?
Yeah.
So she's gone. So John's out of the crypt, and right now, if Teddy doesn't have any special cards he wants to play, I'm getting 4 points, and I'm going to have enough to win. So, Teddy, do you have any special cards you'd like to play?
How'd you be getting 4, though?
Because the base is going to crack. I'm still first place.
Dude, if I had...
It's cracking even though my cards aren't played?
Yeah, as soon as we get to the 20, it's going to crack that turn, even if the cards go away. Do you have anything you can stop it with?
This minion cannot be destroyed by other players.
Yeah, it can't be destroyed, though.
Wait, where does it say that?
Yeah.
On this...
Oh, shoot, with your thing?
My boy.
Wait, what?
He has a shield, too.
Expanded power. Oh, yeah. Shoot, okay.
You hate to see it. Oh, yikes.
All right, then I will revoke that.
I need those.
That's it. So the base cracks. I'm at 15. John's at 15. So we keep playing.
I'm at 12.
Yeah, you're at 12 total.
So if I can get a 4-pointer, right? I can win.
Can I get my mimic?
So now what are we playing to?
We play until one of us gets more than the other person, but I think...
Oh, shoot.
We should... Oh, I just took your cards accidentally. I think we should take a stopping point. I think we're at a good place to stop. Yeah.
Might have a short second episode or a long second episode. You never know.
That was a pretty climactic ending for this one. So John and I are both at 15.
Yep.
First one of us to get higher than the other person wins.
Or if Teddy and I get higher than you guys, you never know.
Owen's at 12. Yeah, you guys both are 12. 12.
Everyone's still in it, actually.
Whoever
gets a 4. If someone gets a...
all right, cool. Well, thank you for listening to this first episode of Smash Up with the Warp Drive. We're going to finish it right now.
Featuring John.
So, featuring John.
Glad to have you on board today, John.
Thank you, John, for being here.
It's been a pleasure, my friend.
Been a pleasure being here. Thanks, thanks for letting me on.
Nice. So keep up to date so you know what happens. We're excited. All right, peace.
Tune in next time. We'll have Timmy Madey.